the decade of the 50s, Satan had something new. He knew it would be appealing. Intellectualism. Intellectualism. Do you remember something? Some of you weren't born yet, but many of you can remember the decade of the 50s in which the focal point was on the mind. Intellectualism. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with intelligence as long as it is harnessed to God. But intelligence without God can be a horrible instrument of destruction. And out of the decade of the 50s, with the interest on becoming an intellect, our college and university campuses were overrun with students. And the nation began to enter another period of prosperity that would equal and surpass that period of prosperity following World War I that created the Roaring Twenties. Soon, with the interest on the intellect and God not being included, Satan was able to add the next ingredient, drugs. And the drug culture burst on the scene. Was he satisfied? No, he had worked long and overtime attempting to either prevent this country from ever coming into existence, or now that it was in existence, to somehow, in one manner or another, to destroy it. So he added yet another ingredient. Civil strife. Was that altogether new? No. He had used it for the Civil War, but this time he brings it back in a new dress, so that it would begin to divide Americans and throw Americans one against the other. Cities were burned. Neighborhoods were destroyed. Masses of people met death during the civil strife of the 50s and 60s, and drugs continued their march.
Please turn the tape over for the continuation of this message.